This episode is brought to you by Vonage. Your business needs more than an 800 number. With Vonage Voice API, you can provide the call experience your customers expect and get the data your team needs. From call analytics and virtual assistants to automatic speech recognition and text-to-speech in multiple languages, your customer service team can help more people in more places. And with in-app voice, your customers can easily contact you the moment they have a question. Take your calls to the next level with Vonage Voice API. Learn more at Vonage.com.
Welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. Today's guest is so awesome because this brand kind of just appeared in my life and I have been obsessed since the day I tried it. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founder of Neom Organics, Nicola Elliott. Welcome to the show, Nicola.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so lovely to host you and such an honor to host you. I really love your brand. And everyone listening, we were talking right before the interview and I was telling Nicola that I really just, this brand is so, it's like a hidden gem, you know, in the skin nerd community, I feel like, because it's such a beautiful range and it's so efficacious and it works beautifully. So I want to get started, Nicola, with your background though. I want to learn all about the brand journey. So if you could get a start.
It's funny you should say that because, you know, we're obviously new in the States, but we've been going for 17 years in the UK. So whilst it kind of seems like that hidden kind of gem that you've discovered, it's interesting hearing you say that because obviously that's what we, you know, used to be the way 12 years ago or more in the UK, and now we're kind of, you know, we're pretty well known over here and just starting out over there. So it's really nice actually to hear people kind of discover it for the first time and be back to being kind of like a baby brand again. So let me tell you the background story then.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, before you go ahead and tell us, I want to actually comment on that because you're right. There have been recently, I actually interviewed Medicate and it's not a brand that we talk about here. There's so many in the UK skincare market. And I'm just sitting here every time I interview, you know, and I'm like blown away by the science and by the innovation.
It's nice. I think we've got really high standards. I think that's quite a British thing. And I noticed that when I travel, not that you guys don't. I just think we're just quite sticklers in the UK for standards. And I think, you know, we have got some good brands at the moment. And yeah, I know Medicate. So that's another, I mean, completely different to us and completely different offering. But it's nice that we, from this sort of, from our tiny island, we're managing to kind of create those ways with you guys. And actually where I'm concerned, I think in an area that we always look up to the States in terms of how big the cleaner, greener market is and the well-being as well. You know, we're very much a well-being brand, but we're about natural ingredients. And of course, when we launched like 17 years ago, that just wasn't a thing in the UK at all. And I know that you guys kind of were clearly miles ahead of us where that lifestyle was concerned. So I think we were always slightly nervous coming over to you that we were sort of almost, you know, are we telling them how to suck eggs, or are they going to really love it and appreciate the story? Because back in the UK when we started, we were too early in many ways with the natural story. We were too early with the well-being story. You know, it was the time of cosmeceuticals. So that knowledge and that understanding wasn't there. So it was kind of, it was a double-edged sword, I suppose, for us coming out to the States and thinking, is it going to be a really good thing? Because they're going to have that level of knowledge that surpassed where we were in England, certainly back when we started. Or are they going to be like, oh, you know, we're all over this and all already. But I think it's been a really, really, really good match. And I think we are very much about well-being, but I think we make it quite simple and we make well-being about very inclusive and very much for, you know, not necessarily for people who have got time to do yoga on a beach at 6 a.m. with a green smoothie, but we're very much about that kind of that very busy multitasking woman and who's buying not just for herself but buying for a family. So I think we appeal to that slightly different demographic than probably, you know, what you guys are served up in the really sort of you know, the really clean, really green, sort of more evangelist side of things. So yeah, so we sort of fit in a nice space, I think.
Absolutely, I agree, and I think that's a and that's actually a very interesting point that you brought up, or series of points, because I noticed, you know, I actually studied in the UK for some time and from holiday and just going there, and I realized pretty early on, and when it comes to beauty products or really anything that consumers they spend their money on and they really kind of, you know, kind of save up for, right? It's all about quality more so than how many things can I buy. And I mean, now I'm sure things are very different because everyone is overburdened with too many products, you know, but I yeah. did notice there's a definite difference in the way consumers, you know, hold on to products and, you know, what they choose to keep, because it's like everything has a place. Whereas I've noticed in American consumerism and just the way we are, it's more of like, well, I want to try this and this and this, and you interchange things every day, you know, and it's just so different
yeah.
how people, I think, use their products in these two different, you know, geographical regions. So it's interesting to me how, you know, the UK skincare brands, you know, such as Neom and Medicaid or anyone is transitioning, because we are getting truly blown away because the science is there, you know, the research is there, the consumer reviews and the actual, you know, what do you call it? Experience, you could say, of the brand, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it's really kind of like a big movement, I feel like, that's happening. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I think we're kind of a tough audience in some ways in the UK. We're probably not as kind of as open and welcoming as you guys are, maybe. And maybe that makes for, you know, some pretty tough product development. Maybe. I don't know. I always think, and I trained as an aromatherapist, and you know, the brand, as you know, is about well-being solutions, helping with sleep, with less stress, boosting your energy, lifting your mood. And as I say, I trained as an aromatherapist and was very integral to creating those blends myself in the early days. However, I think I've always stayed in this position of a consumer, and quite often now, clearly we're a much bigger team, and there's a whole lot of this in R&D and developing new products, new fragrances. And I always try to, before I get too involved in, you know, new formulations that they'll bring to me and I'll want to discuss, I think, just stay in the place of the consumer. You know, does this thing work? Does it smell amazing? Is it moving the dial when it comes to those well-being, sort of what we call internally need states? And I think that's a really important place to stay, because you know, consumer is king, and we have a tough market here, and I've got to look through her eyes at all times, and I look through the eyes also of her, the kind of pain points that she might have during her day. You know, that's yeah. that's also really, really important. So, you know, waking up in the morning and having, you know, an early morning meeting and kids screaming and having to get out of the house. And, you know, I kind of think through, how can we help with our aromatherapeutic solutions? How can we help give that natural burst of energy? And then I think, you know, kind of what are those other moments during my own day that, you know, I think are reflective of other families' sort of pain points. You know, I might be arriving at work totally frazzled because, you know, you've done the school run or you've already been to the gym and you know, you've got that 9 a.m. meeting and then the day goes on and, you know, you're needing that kind of boost of energy sort of at 4 o'clock rather than reaching for, you know, a piece of chocolate cake or whatever and then helping you sleep on an evening. So we were always created to be that well-being brand and to help through 100% natural fragrances, but to do it really for those sort of small steps in that every woman's life. And as I say, not just for her, I mean, majority of our products are bought by women because 87% of the household purchasing in the UK is still done by women. It's very similar in the States, I know, but she's not just buying Neom as a sort of selfish purchase just for her. She's typically buying a candle to light in the family home to create, you know, a moment of calm at the end of the day. She's buying pillow mists in packs of four. Actually, we sell more than in packs of one to give, you know, one her side of the bed, one husband's side of the bed, two to the kids. So she's very much buying Neom for those kind of lifestyle moments. So
Yeah, sorry, jumped all over the place there. But it's a bit of a brand, a bit of the brand story, and a bit of kind of how our consumers using the products. But
yeah, no, absolutely. I think that that's an incredibly beautiful way to really put it, because it really shows. You know, I know that every entrepreneur, you know, in the beauty space wants their products to really fill this white space, you know, as everybody calls it. But it's really about practicality, you know, and many times it's not that there's a white space. It's more so that the space and what it's being filled with is just not practical enough to use, you know, in all moments of our life. So, you know, I completely understand when it comes to the functionality of products in terms of how they fit in, how easily they fit in to our daily, you know, just everyday movements. Right. If you really think about it, that's very, very important. Yeah. And it's truly brilliant if you master that. I mean, that's a very strong or hard feat. You know?
Well, you know, it is a white space, but it's difficult because we see ourselves as a well-being brand exclusively, and actually, typically, you know, we're in Nordstrom, you know, in the States, and it's difficult because usually you'll speak to the store and they'll go, "I love the story, I love the brand, I love the ethos, I love the products," but actually, are you a beauty brand or are you a home brand? And it's like, no, we're neither. We're a well-being brand. We're about those well-being moments, and so whilst that's, you know, that's great to be pioneering something and really heading up that space, it also is quite a challenge because it doesn't fit probably in many places where people would typically that typically exist. You know, I know if you're buying a candle, we talk an awful lot about, you know, we are not just a nail candle is not just a nice smelling candle. In fact, there's a whole raft of brands out there where you can buy beautiful smelling candles from lovely perfumers, and many of them I appreciate myself, but that's not what we're about. We're about the candles. If you buy them, you burn them and they fill the room with fragrance and you breathe that in, and that's what they work as well-being treatments, because they've got, for example, 10% essential oils in each candle. So it's not about a lovely candle, and it's not about a nice smelling bath oil, and it's not about a shower gel. And actually, even the natural credentials, we are natural, clean, green. I know people have different ways of describing that, but we are a natural brand. But actually, it's not about that. We use natural ingredients because we can only get the well-being benefits if we're using 100% natural pure essential oils. So we're these things are important to us, they're pillars of the brand, but we really exist to help you with those well-being moments, and we do that through the aromatherapy. So it's brilliant. It's a very unique concept, but it's not something that anyone else is doing in that way, because, you know, typically a shower gel is about something that smells nice, and that's that.
Well, I mean, you know, my view of it, honestly, and I think you and I are very much on the same page and understanding with this, is that, you know, I have been, for me personally, always involved or interested in things that are, like, you know, you could get at like metaphysical stores, or you could buy candles and incense and beautiful just things that created an ambiance. It wasn't about the individual, more of about the experience you were trying to create with those items. And I remember, you know, being a teenager, you know, you get very curious about where things come from, what's the right, you know, most, pure form of something, if you're trying to, like, you know, get a scent or an oil. And that whole experience is really what I, you know, with Neon, when I look at your products, it's almost a beautiful, like, you know, artisan kind of collection of just someone's, like, best aromatherapy, ambiance, just setting a mood of self-care products. It's like, it's so curated. That's how it feels like, you know, it's going through the product, you know, offerings. There's not a single product that's just a fluff product, if that makes any sense, because I feel like a lot are geared towards more setting the mood and the overall environment, right? Like that self-care environment. They have these
I think something that where we're really different is everything that leaves our sort of head office or a warehouse or whatever, and any product that's developed has to tick two boxes for us. One is that it is purposeful, that it, you know, that it actually does the job. It helps you sleep. It, you know, it works
to deliver that wellbeing benefit. And we do that through incredibly complex blends, quite often using, you know, up to 24 different essential oils and putting them in at the highest legal concentration. So that's really, really important. And then they're tested on thousands and thousands of people constantly. So like the tests and the claims that we have and the testimonials that we get, that's incredibly important. But the second part is that everything has to be really gorgeous and lust afterable. You know, it has to smell amazing. The blends have to be really very sophisticated. They have to be able to stand up next to a synthetic counterpart and smell as lovely and look as lovely and be as gorgeous to use. And actually, what typically, you know, I've always found is that brands will tick one of those boxes, but not two of them. You know, they'll either be purposeful and, you know, have very clean inkies and, you know, use or be very functional in that kind of way, but they won't have that lovely, gorgeous aspect to them. They won't make me smell as nice. They won't be as sophisticated. They won't feel as good. Efficaciousness in terms of the how tactile they are, that's not there. And the look, you know, the look and the design is not there. Or you'll have the other way around. You'll have a brand that is gorgeous and you know, and is this lust afterable, giftable, gorgeous fragrance box, marketing, advertising brand, but actually it's just a nice smelling, lovely product. And so when we launched Neom, it was really, really important to us that we had those two, that we sat very much in the sweet spot of those two sort of raison d'etre. So it wasn't just one thing. And that's still quite difficult to do. You know, quite often something will kind of get pretty far in the product development process and we think, you know, it's absolutely gorgeous, but it's not purposeful enough. Or conversely, you know, my God, this really, really works and it's fantastic, but it just isn't beautiful enough, or it just doesn't smell gorgeous enough. And so we go back to the drawing board with it. And those two ticks are really, really important for us. So yeah, I think that's quite unique, and I think that's probably the hardest part about developing the brand.
Yeah, absolutely, and I can definitely understand why. You know, it really is goes back to the concept that I, you know, was trying to articulate earlier about this. You know, you see, there's two types of people, right? There's people who always want the new thing. And then there's people who really love what they have and they display it and they put it, you know, the interaction they have with those products is totally different than something that just comes and goes in their life, like, you know, disposable things. And that's the difference between the brand that you've created and the fact that it is so curated, has the experience behind it. It's many, many years of consumer feedback. That's very important. But more importantly, I think you're taking it to a step which the American consumer is not used to, which is this different level of functionality of, you know, for example, I just want to, you know, cite the example of the luxury intensive skin treatment candle. That's one of my favorite products I have because it's a gorgeous, gorgeous idea. And I just, like, you know, when I first saw it, I was just like, this is brilliant. Like, absolutely. I mean, it's, for everyone listening, it's shaped like a cup, but it's like you can pour a beaker, actually shaped like a beaker, and you can pour out, and the oil inside is actually for skin treatment, and it's packed with like the best stuff. And you know what I really love, Nicola, that you did is that, yes, you're talking about the organic side of the brand on the website where you tell us, you know, these are the oils, but then you guys are also telling us why, in terms of the vitamins and the, you know, the actual molecules in there that we want for good, you know, nutrient rich products, right? I really love that. I love that you did that.
Do you know what? It's so funny. So that product is just such a runaway success in the States. And it's a really interesting story, actually. So we have stores in the UK. We've got six stores in the UK. And in three of them, we have had treatment rooms. So we launched Neom treatments, which were brilliant. And we still do an awful lot of Neom treatments in the UK. And we work them with naturopaths. So you could go in and you could have a treatment for sleep. My feeling was always, you know, you shouldn't have to go to five different people to help you with sleep, or five different people to help you with de-stressing or whatever. What if we brought together all those sort of elements from different naturopaths and you had this ultimate treatment, which kind of had a mixture of, you know, cranio head massage and different shiatsu and reflexology, etc., to sort of really work towards that end goal. And as part of that, we decided to devise this product that you're talking about, which is this intensive skin treatment candle. And the idea was, what if we did a skin treatment, but in a candle? So essentially you would light it like a candle and it would fill the room with fragrance, but it would be formulated at a very low melt point. So you could pour this warm, gorgeous liquid on the body and massage it directly in. And it would be full of, as you said, all these really amazing vitamins and minerals that would go into the skin, and it would work as this treatment. And it was just like such a runaway success, because obviously it feels amazing and it leaves your skin so ridiculously soft, because it is a very rich treatment, right? Like I use quite often sometimes just a tiny bit on my hands or feet and decolletage, and it smells amazing because you're obviously soaking in all the essential oils, but all the goodness as well. And this became like this amazing kind of runaway treatment success in all these 5-star spas over here. And then we thought, and we were just doing this in these kind of like quite big, you know, clunky, relatively industrial looking jugs. And then we were like, hey, we could do this in like a really beautiful vessel. And they could be relatively, don't have to be too big, because you only need a tiny bit of it. And it could work as an intense skin treatment candle. And that's what we did. And we sold it. And we do them in 2 fragrances. We do one in Real Luxury, which has got 24 essential oils and is all about de-stressing. And then we do one, which is our Tranquility Perfect Night's Sleep one. And that's got 19 essential oils in, which is about preparing you for a good night's sleep. So same product, but just in 2 fragrances. And yeah, you guys, it's really interesting. It took the UK a while to understand that, but the US have just run away with that concept. And you guys, so I think it's like the number one product for you out there. So it's cool. I love that product.
Brilliant product. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, it's like you have a candle, but you put it by your bath. I feel like it's like a bath necessity at this point. You know, it's just nice, you just light the candle and then, you know, you're not even thinking about it, but it's your treatment right there. I mean, it's the most practical thing you could think of, you know, so I love it. I'm a huge fan as well, you know, so I'm in that demographic.
It's very, very intense, but I always find as well, if I've gone on holiday or if my legs are kind of a little bit scaly or something, if you put that on, it's like an absolute fixer, because it's so rich and it soaks in such a nice way. So yeah, it's a good one.
You know, and one thing I wanted to actually ask you about, and the reason is because this actually came up on another interview I was having with a fragrance line. And I love that I'm seeing more and more of this, is the idea of people are now, I feel like, or entrepreneurs are now going away from this idea of naming scents and fragrances based on, you know, just kind of wild names, right? They're more so going towards, well, this is a happiness scent, or this is a well-being, you know, aromatherapy, or, you know, positivity. And I absolutely fan. I'm a huge fan, because it's so transparent and it's so honest, and I love everything about it, right? Because this fragrance line that I was telling you about, their scents are like that. Like they have, you know, the happiness, positivity, all that. And I also noticed with your line, you have the happiness scented candle, you know, and that's how you're describing some of your fragrances. And I really want to get your opinion about, you know, how has that response been in terms of consumers, like, you know, responding to the name, or just being, you know, gravitating towards it? Because this is a new marketing strategy. I've never seen it really like this before, you know, in the beauty industry.
Well, for us, you know, the reason why we do that is because obviously we create fragrances that are about changing your mood. So you know, that is what it's for. In fact, I have one called Perfect Night's Sleep, which is interesting because I remember selling it in the early days to a spa over here, and they loved the story, but they thought, a bit like you said, you know, this is just kind of a bit of a marketing strategy. And they said, oh, it sounds nice, it's lovely. And I said, no, this has been devised to really, really help you sleep, because you're going to ingest that many of these essential oils as you breathe in, that it's going to really help you sleep. And I think she sort of took it she really believed me, and she lit it when and her therapist was doing the treatments, and she rang me like 3 weeks after and said, this is ridiculous, I can't sell these candles, my therapists are going home, they can't do treatments in the room with them. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, they're burning these candles, and they, you know, they feel like they have to go home and go to bed at like 5 o'clock. And I was like, it's a sleep candle, it's got so many essential oils in that as that fragrance is released into the air and they're breathing it in, you are sending them to sleep. You cannot have them using that at the side of doing their treatment. And she's like, oh, you know, it's like the penny sort of dropped. She was like, she just thought I just called it that because it's kind of like quite a nice idea, or, you know, sort of relatively evocative of sleep memories or something. Like, it was like, no, it's called that, much like the happiness one is, much like the de-stress one is, much like the energy boost is, because actually it's only got pure essential oils in there. So it, that, that's, you know, that's what it's about. It is a treatment within a jar. So so it's sort of a word of warning, I would say, on that is you've got to be careful that it doesn't become something that people go, oh, that sounds quite nice, and they call a candle sleep or something, but it's only got a fragrance in there that smells like lavender. The fact is, you can only genuinely help someone with those well-being benefits if you're using 100% natural essential oils. And the reality is, the vast majority aren't doing that. It's a very difficult thing to do with products. It's a very difficult compound to be using. And no,
that's what makes it even more interesting to me is that, I'm sorry, I cut you off and I want you to finish what you're saying, but I wanted to say that it's very important that people understand that you're doing this and you're actually pioneering this entire, I would say, niche of the, you know, just self-care products, you know, that market, right? Because it's not about just, oh, I named a candle happiness or I named a candle well-being. It's really about bringing people an idea of, well, this is how products can be formulated to elicit different emotions, which are actually coming from neurological connections that are being triggered in your mind, you know, in your brain. And so, you know, that concept, you know, without going so hard into the neuroscience of it, it comes through with the quality of the product. And I think that's such a specific and such a unique niche right now in this market. I mean, I'm not seeing a lot of brands do that, honestly, Nicola. Neom, and I think that's pretty much it in your category. And it's that other brand I was telling you, the heart company with the fragrances. They're like, they're not even like in the same market, but you know, those are the only I've seen, and but they're doing it, they're killing it too in their category. So it's like, you know, I see the brands that you guys are going, you guys are doing these really unique and amazing ways of approaching self-care, but it's only two or three of them, but they're killing it. You know what I mean? So it's really cool. It's really, really cool.
It's good to know. I think it's always nice as well when you see brands. I'm always really quite chuffed when you see brands in sort of either the natural space or aromatherapeutic space, because as I said to you before, you know, we were early to market with this. And whilst that was great and has been great in many ways, because we are market leader in the UK, certainly it was difficult because we were telling a story from scratch and trying to explain to people about, you know, making decisions for themselves as to whether they, what they wanted to put on their skin, not just sort of blindly buying things and having and educate themselves as to the ingredients that they wanted or they didn't want on their skin. And also talking to them about, you know, aromatherapy. And it was a difficult thing to do because there weren't anyone else doing it. And now I think, you know, we followed food market is very interesting. I think it was early to sort of spot that people were becoming a lot more interested in what they were putting in their bodies, and always sort of believe that it would therefore follow suit that they were interested in what they were putting on their bodies. So we could sort of foresee that trend, and that was all fantastic. But yeah, the flip side of being early to something like this and pioneering it is that you don't have, nobody else is doing it, and so now it is really nice to see that market and that interest has grown, because we're all sort of going in the same direction, and that's only helpful for us, you know.
Right No, I absolutely agree with you, and I, you know, I'm really excited to see what you do next, because I, you know, I can't say it enough, I'm a huge fan of the brand. I think you have so much vision.
Thank you.
And you can see it, you know, in the product. It's not about, you know, empty flattery. I like to tell people, you know, because I think quality speaks for itself, right? I mean, it's a quality brand. And when I can pick up one product out of a line, see, this is like my own personal, like, test I do, Nicola, where it's like, you know, if I look at a brand, okay, blindly, if I picked one product from this line and really tried it and gave it a, you know, a solid, like, go, right? Would I love it? And if I can do that, then that means that that brand is solid. You know, like they have done it right. And I really feel like I could do that with any of your products. I mean, it just shows with the quality. So I'm very excited to.
Nice.
I hope you guys listening, I hope you've really, you know, learned something about the brand and just learned about the UK markets. I mean, I think it's such a cool movement. I'm not going to lie. This is really turning into this like emergence of the UK beauty, you know, scene in like self-care and, you know, aromatherapy and all these amazing other areas of, you know, just caring about ourselves. Right. I love seeing that. It's like a movement.
That's good. Well, yeah, it's always been good to be in attack. And I'm glad that we're doing some cool things over here. And I'm just really, really glad that you guys are, as I said in the beginning, kind of really understanding and getting on board with what we're doing. And I'm particularly loving that intensive skin treatment candle. That's cool.
Oh my gosh. It's the best. Like, it's the best thing. I've never seen something like it. And I hope everyone listening, go check it out. I'm going to link everything for the art on this episode. But Nicola, it's such a pleasure and so such an honor hosting you. I really, really love Neom so much. So thank you for coming onto the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks ever so much.
Thanks.